Don't copy.
Akubulire mu no mubulire
mwe mbera basatu. Tell them if you're three.
Mwe mu buli omwa kubulire mpaka
ezi gwa ziri one till you finish five of them.
Mubadde mukopa.
You have been copying.
Nga mulinga abagamba omwoyo wa Mukama tali wa mona mwe.
The Spirit of God is not with you.
Yayogerwako wali Matayo 10.
Spoken in Matthew 10.
Tetweralikira kyakuddamu.
You shouldn't worry what to answer.
Kubanga ye kenyini anatuwanga ekyokuddamu amangu ddala.
Give us what to answer immediately.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Raise Jesus much.
Akuwe point ezo.
Let them give you those points.
Waba wazi maze yongo waniko omukono nti ono azogedde bulungi.
If they have finished them, you raise a hand if they have spoken them well.
Atosoka kuddayo n'otunulamu mu kitabo olaba bazizaayogedde.
Go look in the book, prove whether it's the exact they have spoken.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are they finished, Pastor Muchibi?
Biri, omwade kogweme. Mubuzayem. Ziri mu order kweli?
Are they in order really?
Sibwe mutwe muyizo okumvumaganya eyo.
Not the way you can cause a scorn of me outside there.
Ngotandikira waguru.
And to be in our
otandikira wansi.
Up instead of down where we've ended, we've begun.
You
also told us that by the Spirit of God.
Yet,
you falsely accused me and the Holy Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Thank God for the good moment He's given us. And let us use it well.
We're
still moving with the call of God on this nation of Uganda.
As
marked us in prophecy released in AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice. And by name and voice. I am Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And the Bible reader, Teacher James. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Son of the living God. We base in this ministry. The new generation. With the full knowledge of God. Together with His glory. To move and reach you again, the call of God on the nation of Uganda, as marked it in prophecies, those released in the AD.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we look to the prophecy from the Assyrians that we call the Assyrian vision on the nation of Uganda, written in the New Vision newspaper. In 1992, it was the 14th in the November, on the Saturday, through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In that vision we got out 4 points, those we meant to be explained. The first we finished it, how God calls this nation to be a blessed nation, the blessing of knowing secrets of the kingdom of heaven, to inherit the kingdom of God, and to pray many the blessing of the works of their hands. But as we move on with our second point, the man meant to head God's final work on the planet Earth, facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And he has to be like Prophet Elijah.
Moses.
And as the heir of the throne of David.
So,
now we've seen much. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah
Moses.
And the Prophet Moses. Until we reach our general reason. Why that man is to be like Prophet Elijah and the Prophet Moses. We joined them to get the double portion, which gave us Prophet Elisha.
So
in there we've seen many things concerning anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. and is deployed in God's final work, his final work on planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
So,
now all those have come seeing them until the main head in which we are on now, and we see the way, anointing of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. And we see the way, the anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God, and they have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is.
So
even though we want to move on, to see the way anointing of double portion of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. They are the seven spirits of God. They have been doubled. How they work as the word of God is. It is to say that taking off the seven seals of the seven spirits of God from the word of God to bring into you, we feel the fullness of Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, and they are doubled.
We feel
the light of the word of God, and we feel the knowledge of God together with his glory. Now in all,
we
have to see all the seven spirits, they work in double portion as the word of God is. We
decided
to begin with the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much.
See
the Spirit of the Lord for some time, and we still move on with him, and we see the way Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is. It's the seventh seal, which is in the word of God. Open all works of the Spirit of the Lord as the word of God is. Take it off for seals, and now you understand everything. Praise Jesus much.
So
as we still move on even today, we are going to begin to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in double portion as the word of God is.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After winding up, you see the Spirit of the Lord with the way the Spirit of the Lord works in a single portion as the word of God is. In there we saw 5 points, and with the 5th point saying
the
image and the likeness of God, God the Father, God the Word and is the Son, and the Holy Spirit right on their throne.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We also got an addition there.
See,
God the Word has been appearing to the creation. We saw much.
So today
we've begun to see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is. It's the point we are on to now today. Praise Jesus much.
And
she's still under the seventh seal, the seal of the Spirit of the Lord. Praise Jesus much. You see the way the Spirit of the Lord works in the double portion as the word of God is.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me hope you are ready. Say all this we still see under seventh seal. When Bible begins with us, we've begun like this, and we introduce those we are to look and see in the double portion of the Spirit of the Lord, how it works as the word of God is. Praise Jesus much. When we begin the Bible, tells us this in Revelation 5 verse 3. Let's read with here. Revelation 5 from verse 3. Revelations 5 from verse 3.
Ne watabawo muggulu ne wankubadde ku nsi.
Tuvirida ku lusoka.
Kubikulirwa esule yokutaano n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Revelations 5 from verses 1.
Ne ndaba mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogwoye yali atudde ku ntebe, ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu, ekisibiddwa ennyo obubonero omusanvu. Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Ne ndaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekitabo Bayibuli mu ggulu.
The book, the Bible in heaven,
kyalabika nga kirina siruzi musanvu.
Appeared with the seven seals.
Era nga kigambibwa nti ani asaanidde.
Would say that who is worthy
okubikkula ekitabo kino.
To open up this book.
N'okuggyako obubonero bwakyo omusanvu.
Of its seven seals.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Mu kuggyibwako kwa siru ezo.
Taken off both seals.
Oleetebwa okutegeera n'okulaba ebintu nga bwe biri mu kigambo kya
Katonda. Byonna
ebiri mugone ku
nsi.
So nga tutanudde okulaba engeri amafuta aga double
portion
ag'omwoyo wa Mukama bwe gakola.
Ekigambo
kya Katonda bwe kiri.
As the word of God is.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Kwe kugamba nti tulaba.
It's to say we see.
Omwoyo wa Mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Bwakula mu double portion.
Works in double portion.
Ng'ekigambo kya Katonda
bwe kiri. The word of God is.
Agenda kuba tusindika waggulu w'eggulu.
Going to send us above the heavens.
Okulaba ebyaliyo.
To see what we are there.
Era ebiribaawo.
And those which will be there.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Naye nga bwe tutandise.
When we began.
Tusazeewo tusooke tudde tulabe ku siru ezo katono.
Said that we first go briefly see of the seals.
Kubanga ye siru ey'omusanvu ey'omwoyo wa Mukama.
The seventh seal of the Spirit of the Lord.
Bwe twongera okugiggulawo ku kigambo kya Katonda.
Move on, open it from the word of God.
Etusindika waggulu w'eggulu.
Us to above the heavens, and we see what we are, and those which are coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's repeat Revelation chapter 5, verse 1 to
3.
Revelation 5 from verse 1.
Nendaba mumukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo eyaliatudde ku ntebe, ekitabo ekiwandiikiddwa munda ne kungulu, nga kisibiddwa nnyo obubonero omusanvu. Olinnya olwokubiri. Nendaba malayika ow'amaanyi ng'abuulira n'eddoboozi ddene nti, ani asaanidde okwanjuluza ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo omusanvu. Olinnya olwokusatu. Ne watabaawo mu ggulu newankubadde ku nsi newankubadde wansi w'ensi eyayinza okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira. Olinnya olwokuna. Nange nenkaaba nnyo amaziga kubanga tewaalabika yasaanira okwanjuluza ekitabo newankubadde okukitunuulira.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ekitabo Bayibuli nga bwe kiri mu ggulu.
The Bible how it is in heaven.
Nga tewali yali agwanidde okukibikkula.
No one was worthy to open it.
Okutubikkulira ebirimu ebyama.
To reveal us things within it.
Olwasiru omusanvu eziri ku kitabo ekyo.
Seals on that book.
Naye tetwerabira.
But we don't forget.
Ekitabo Bayibuli nga bwe kiri mu ggulu.
The Bible how it is in heaven.
Ekyo kwe twaweebwa kopi mu nsi kuno.
That we got a copy on this world.
Era mu Daniel esula eyo ey'ekkumi.
In the Daniel 10.
Olunyi olwo 11 n'okukira batugamba bwe
bati. Downwards they tell us this.
Danieli esula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Daniel 10 from verse 19.
N'ayogera nti, gwe omusajja omwagalwa ennyo, totya, emirembe gibeere gy'oli, beera n'amaanyi, weewaawo, beera n'amaanyi. Awo yayogera nange ne mpeebwa amaanyi, ne njogera nti, Mukama wange ayogere, kubanga ompadde amaanyi. Olunyo olwabiri. N'alyoka ayogera nti, omanyi kyenvudde njija gy'oli? Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba, omulangiro w'e Buyonaani alijja. Olunyo olwabiri mu olumu. Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyawandiikibwa eby'amazima ebiri mu ggulu.
Scriptures of truth which are in heaven.
Bible y'omu ggulu.
The Bible of heaven.
Yetusoma mu kubikulu Yesu y'okutamunyusa okapaka olw'okuna.
Revelation 5:1-4.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Ebyo bye byatuweebwako kopi ya Bible eriko nsi.
Those we got a copy of the Bible on the world.
Okusinziira ku Daniel esula ey'ekkumi n'ekkumi n'omwenda.
Daniel 9 from verse 19.
Paka 2 mu
rumu. Into 21.
Bwe baategeeza tugenda kutegeeza ebyandi.
ebisinga
ku byo twabinyonnyoka okusooka.
Most of these we got explained before.
Tebannabbi tebaayogeranga bye
baayagalanga.
Tebaayogeranga ebivudde eri Katonda mu ggulu.
Come from God in heaven.
So byavanga mu Bayibuli y'omu ggulu.
Came from the heavenly Bible.
Okukola Bayibuli ku nsi.
To make a Bible on the world.
Okukola ekitabo kya Katonda ku nsi.
Book of God on the world.
Naye nga jjukira ebyandikwa byonna.
Remember all scriptures.
Nga biyina siruzi musanvu.
And they held seven seals.
Okugamba nti biyisibwa myoyo musanvu.
They passed through seven spirits.
Waliwo ebyandikwa byonna. Nga byayita mwoyo wa Mukama.
Scriptures they passed through the Spirit of the Lord.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga ebyayitira mu double portion. portion,
those which pass in double portion,
they are
what take us above the heavens.
You
see what is above the heavens. Praise Jesus much. All as we move on, see the Spirit of the Lord, how
he
works in double portion.
As
the Word of God is,
he
pushes us to above the heavens.
Above
the heaven, what takes us there? After seeing God the Father,
we
began with God the Word,
whom
we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus,
and
God the Holy Spirit, whom we know as Spirit of the Lord.
We
need to see their image and their likeness on their throne. Yet we remain with the question
that
where did they begin from in their beginning?
So those
are what take us above the heaven. Many scriptures points to above the heavens in the beginning.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in this world, it's been very hard
to reveal
there is what we call above the heavens. What is above the heavens? Even though the Bible speaks them, but by the seventh seal, the secret of the seventh spirit, the Spirit of the Lord,
it's
been hard to get explained of them. Neither
the
double portion of the Spirit.
It's
hard to look to the Spirit of the Lord in the double portion.
For
in the single portion, the Spirit of the Lord shows God who is easy. He began how?
And he
explains he's the only Lord. It ends there. But he can't explain us in the single portion.
That
they began from where, in which place, and how.
So now
we have to enter the double portion.
It
takes us above the heavens.
And
it begins to explain us.
As
we take off the seventh seal.
It
explains what is above the heavens in the double portion. Praise Jesus
Christ.
The reason why I book the Bible,
now
we brought it from the Bible copy in heaven,
made
having those seals are not easy to understand
it.
Till those whom they have been anointed
with
anointing of the Holy Spirit in the fullness,
they
reveal all the fullness of God.
Covered
the Spirit of the Lord is the one who knows them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So but what to know did Isaiah.
When we look to Isaiah 29 and the verse 11, speaks of the Bible on this world. Many times it becomes like a vision and it is sealed.
Someone
reads cannot know beyond that. Let's read Isaiah 29 and the verse 11.
Isaiah 29
from verse 11.
N'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ebigambo eby'omu kitabo ebisibwako akabonero abantu kye bawa omuntu eyayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde n'ayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Abakungu bangi mu nsi.
Many, many great people in the world.
Abagezigezi ab'omu nsi.
The wise of the world.
N'abalowoozi b'okutegeera.
Even though thought to understand.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Abasomyi n'abalala
bonna. Land and many others.
Abayise mu zi Bible colleges.
First Bible colleges.
The universities.
The Bible universities.
N'ebifo ebirala byonna.
The many other places.
Nga bw'obawa ekitabo kino Bible.
When you give them this book, the Bible.
Newankubadde nga bayivu.
Even though they are learned.
Nga bw'osoma mu Isaiah eno 29.
The Isaiah 29. 11.
Nti bakiwa ekitabo kino eyasoma.
They give this book to the learned.
Newamugamba soma kino otubuulire ekiriruda wakyabaawo kitya.
This explain how where it is, how it happened.
N'agamba siyinza.
They said, I cannot because they are sealed. They hold sealed. They cannot be revealed in their mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
all I tell you what,
this
does not involve your learning in the books of the world.
Going to Bible,
Bible universities of every place, but upon the Spirit of the Lord,
you
reveal the secret of God.
Power,
anointing which can Many you cannot ask them what concerns above the heaven. When you read the Bible, you do not see eye above the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember before when you tried on this Bible, you tried on it in all ways.
Not
go beyond cities above the heavens.
Oh,
and what was there? God is who created heaven and earth.
But
where was he when he created heaven and earth?
The
person building a house, they don't live in the house they are building at the same time. Is it not that?
They
must have a place they base to build that house. God created heaven and earth.
This
is where he based. Heaven and earth,
means
you have to go above the heavens. Bible explains all and speaks them.
These
are what they say, they hold seals.
That
one cannot open up their wisdom in this. Isaiah 29:11.
This
book, the Bible, the land. Tell them, read for me.
If
they can read the words,
this and this and this.
But to reach into understanding, that what they mean, where they speak from, where were they? They tell you, I cannot. Because they are sealed.
Not
that they can't read the letter here. They can read the letter. But the understanding is another.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So, naye babi wana atasoma.
But they give it even the unlearned.
Ba marobi wo yagena Bible college.
They give it the one who go into Bible college.
Bible university.
Or Bible university. And they fail on them.
Akala ategwe muganda
wa. How more you, my brother? You did go even there. It needs you what? Needs you the Holy Spirit.
Physically,
never gone to Bible colleges of the world.
University.
Neither Bible university. Bible university of God.
It
teaches to prophets.
It speaks
with Isaiah 48:17. See, I am God who teaches you to prophets.
He
shows you the way you are to tell. Proverbs 1:23. Accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you.
It will
bring you to understand my words.
It's
not going to Bible college.
It's
not go to Bible university.
But
to humble to the Spirit of the Lord. To work with you, to reveal you. For us human beings,
see,
no one who read these words, but the Spirit of the Lord. Now, in all, give the book to the land, they can't
read
it, even the unlearned. Let's read the verse 12.
Isaiah 29:12. Atayigirizibwa ngabogera anti soma kino nkwegayiridde nayogera anti siyigirizibwanga.
Praise Jesus much. They give it to the unlearned. They tell them, read this. I cannot, for I've never been told.
Now,
one was not going to the studies of the world.
Bible college,
neither Bible college or university. Don't even begin reading later here.
They
tell you one thing, I've not been told.
Yet
they learned in the world.
In the Bible college and university.
They tell you it has a
seal.
Don't say, I've not been told. I don't know, you've depreciated the statements here. They learned in the world, in the Bible college and the things in the world.
Isaiah 29:11.
I cannot, because they are sealed.
Yet,
the one not learned in the world, don't go to Bible college, don't go to Bible university. I cannot, because I've not been told.
He did
not say that they have seals.
They say,
I've not been told. And say, what can I do? Repeat the two verses we hear.
Isaiah 29:11. N'okwolesebwa kwonna kufuuse gye muli ng'ebigambo eby'omu kitabo ekissibwako akabonero, abantu kye bawa omuntu eyayigirizibwa nga boogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde. Nayogera nti siyinza kubanga kisibwako akabonero.
Eyasoma agamba siyinza kubanga kuliko
siru.
Taga nti siyinza bisoma
siyigirizibwa.
Atayigirizibwanga yagamba byonna bizibu.
And learn say both of them are hard.
Okusooka n'okusoma siyisobola.
First, even reading I cannot read them.
Ekyokubiri kuliko na siru.
The second, the whole seals on them.
Soma amoro 12.
Let's read the verse 12 here.
Isaya esuli ya birimo mwenda nolu nyiriri ole 12.
Isaiah 29 verse 12.
Nebamuwe kitabo oyo atayigirizibwa ngabogera nti soma kino nkwegayiridde nayogera nti siyigirizibwanga.
He ono ya kugambira bana enzi siyigirizibwanga.
I've never been told.
Step wesoka ni nokuwa munsinga nasoma.
I've been learned within the world. I were not told.
Kati atebya siru na
now issue of seal will I handle it?
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Some you know, Uganda.
Now, we know, brethren. The seventh seal.
How
Spirit of God works in double portion. As the Word of God is.
Then
you open up scriptures, they show above the heavens and what was there. Even though in a single portion we finish to see.
Omoyo wa mukama.
The way the Spirit of the Lord.
Oba omoyo wa mukama ruacha itwa omoyo wa mukama katonda kitafi.
Spirit of God is called the Spirit of God the Father.
Ne katonda chikago tumanyingo omwana.
God the Word whom we know as the Son.
Echo nituchimalirisha.
We finished that.
Nituddake chaddako.
And we move to the next.
Ngatulaba omoyo wa mukama.
And we see the Spirit of the Lord.
Waitwa katonda.
How is called God.
Iranga atandika ne katonda chikago ne katonda kitafi.
God the Word and God the Father.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Ebyo nonga twabikomekereza.
Those we winded them up.
Era ntugaye tulabe kifana nyinengeri.
Moved on to see the image and likeness.
Ya katonda kitafi.
God the Father.
Gambo mwana omoyo mutu.
The Word and Son of the Holy Spirit.
Tulabe kifana chabwe nengeri ya.
We saw their image and their likeness.
Na yebo twatusawo.
But when we reached there.
Atwagala okumanya byatandikira
wa. Know where they began from.
So chatu sindi so kuingira mu double portion.
Pushed us in the double portion.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
So borokulaba waje batandikira waguru
weku. See where they began above the heaven.
So ngatulaba omoyo wa mukama.
As we see Spirit of the Lord.
Ba engeri omoyo wa mukama.
But the way the Spirit of the Lord.
Yakora mu double portion.
Works in the double portion.
Ngichigambo chakutonda buchi.
As the Word of God is.
Kuongera okugulawo sirwe neyo musa.
Move on, open up the seventh seal.
Yo moyo wa mukama.
Of the Spirit of the Lord.
Atujija kuchigambo cha katwa anola bibintu nga bibi.
Take it off from the Word of God, see things how they are.
Nalo bitegera nga ibiri wakuru wegu.
Understand them how they are above the heavens.
Na yenga munete kisoboka kuwafi kuwa manyiga.
Possible by our own power.
Na yekuru moyo wa katonda.
But by the Spirit of God.
Kisoboka.
It is possible.
Bange byandi kwa byaita myoji no musa.
It just passed the seven spirits.
Ejikoro bujivu moyo wa mukama.
Fullness of the Spirit of the Lord.
Eranga tujukira nti mu Zaburi ene ye 12.
Remember in the Psalms 12.
Nyoro mukaga batugabwe
bati. Verse 6 they told us this.
Zaburi esule ye 12 nolunyiriri olwo mukaga.
Psalms 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya mukama byebigambe birongofu. Nga feza egezebwa muchoto kunsi. Erongosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yesu yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Zaburi ene ye 12 nyoro mukaga.
The Psalms 12 verse 6.
Ebigambo bya mukama.
The words of God.
Ebigambe birongofu.
The words pure.
Ngazabu ebyosibwa kunsi.
God refired on the world.
Mumuliro emirundi omusanvu.
Fire 7 times.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ebigambo bya Katonda.
Now the words of God.
Byaita moyo wa mukama.
The first the Spirit of the Lord.
Ebitulaga Katonda kitafi.
It shows God the Father.
Ne Katonda chigambo.
And God the Word.
Ne Katonda moyo
mutu. God the Holy Spirit.
Era ne bitusongera waje ba jibya batandikira.
Point us where they began from.
Wetugenze mudabo portion je tuorekedde waguru weku.
Dabo portion where we head to above the heavens.
Katu ebyaita moyo wa magezi.
What passed the Spirit of Wisdom.
Neto tujakula ruachi bisiba moyo wa magezi.
See where they pass the Spirit of Wisdom.
Ruachi bisiba moyo okutekira.
Where they pass Spirit of Understanding.
Moyo okuteza.
The Spirit of Counsel.
Moyo wa amani.
The Spirit of Power.
Moyo okumanya.
The Spirit of Knowledge.
No moyo okutia
mukama. And of the Fear of God.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Ne wanu ngatuchia bidabira moyo wa mukama.
We still see them in the Spirit of the Lord.
Yo bitusongera katonda yatandika atia uwane uwa.
As to God it began how from where.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
So okugese mu mirundi omusanvu.
Now to be tested and purified seven times.
Wuisibwa mu omusanvu.
It's to pass through seven spirits.
Eranga zezikola siru omusanvu.
The what make the seven seals.
Tuno kwango manye byo moyo wa mukama byogera bitya.
Know the Spirit of the Lord they speak how.
Ebyo bisobola okunyonyola
Those are what we can explain God who is A. God the Father. The Son and the Holy Spirit. As we saw in single portion. Now in double portion. How and where they began from. What heads us above the heavens.
Someone
reveal things like those. Of the word of God. They must be anointed. And they were anointed. Was the anointing of double portion. Of the Holy Spirit in the
pool,
the seven spirits of God. That's why you see in Revelation chapter 5 in the verse 5 the 7 we are told like this. Revelation 5 from verse 5.
Omu kubakadde nangamba nti toka aba laba empologoma omu chika cha Yuda ekikolo cha Daudi yawangula okwanjuluza ekitabo n'obubonero bwakyo omusanvu. Olunyolo omukaaga. Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde. Omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa. Ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu. Gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda. Ejitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Omutume Yokana bwe yali mu kubikulirwa.
Apostle John when he was in Revelation.
Isulene yokutano.
Chapter 5.
Yolokutano.
5.
Oluvanyuma lw'okulaba.
We after seeing.
Nga tewali mugune kunsasobola kubikula kitabo kino.
No one in heaven and the earth can open this book.
N'okujjako obonero bwakyo
musa. Take off its seven seals.
Yagenda maso n'okukaba.
He moved on to cry.
Naye omu kubakadde abiri mu abana.
One of the 24 elders.
Abatuula.
Who sits around the throne of God in heaven. He told him. We are not the one who overcame. Of the tribe of Judah.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But as he saw him. He saw the Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. And he seemeth slain.
Moving
this world back to heaven. He had a likeness of seven horns.
Then you in
the form of seven lamps, how they shine. We show the seven spirits of God. The seven eyes.
At
the seven spirits of God.
Seven
in the entire world. Appeared with seven spirits. Was able to take off the seven spirits. The seven seals.
Show
us the word of God in its life.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Some of you
now in all.
Time
is the way you are being filled with this anointing.
Now it was steps to
being filled with the Spirit.
Is it
which through the words of life, those you hear,
the
waves of the scriptures, through laying on of hands,
or
the direct coming of the Spirit on your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, these
are steps you pass to be filled. What you read in the Bible, you see it.
Now, where
is it? In which place? Then you use that anointing. The minister in the entire world.
You're
based in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
The
country called to lead the work of God. The final on the planet Earth.
The
time you're being filled. Most of you are waiting to shake. And I'll shake it that you're being filled like that.
You see,
that's not the way you get filled.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus, man.
Some of you are
now in all.
Here
be filled with the seven spirits. Can open the seal. The seven seals which are on the word of God.
Show
the light and the life of the word of God.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. If they double it, they can reveal what's in heavens and earth and what are above the heavens.
Yet,
use the book Bible you are holding.
Even
tell you how food grows from the ground. Why some sweet nada does not, he can explain all.
Everything
they see it, yet they pass through the word of God.
Use it
by binoculars to see everything.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
what I bring you to understand.
That's
why in Revelation 5, in the verse 7, they tell us this. Revelation 5, verse 7.
Najja, nakijja mu mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'oyo atudde ku ntebe. Olinyolomunana boyatole ekitabo ebiramu ebina nabakadde 24 ne bavunnama mu maso g'omwana gw'endiga buli muntu ngaline nanga n'ebibya ebya zaabu ebijjudde obubaane kwe kusaba kw'abatukuvu. Olinyolomwenda ne bayimba oluyimba oluggya nga boogera nti osaanidde okutoola ekitabo n'okubembula obubonero bwakyo kubanga wattibwa n'ogulira Katonda olw'omusaayi gwo mu buli kika n'olulimi n'abantu n'eggwanga. Olw'ekkumi
Yesu
baamugamba
kubanga alina emyoyo musanvu egya
Katonda
amafuta ag'emyoyo
musanvu
ate nga ge gaakuŋŋaanya Bayibuli
okuyita
myoyo musanvu nga asaanidde okubikula ekitabo ekyo Bayibuli
ey'omuguru
kubanga bw'obikula ey'omuguru ey'okunsi obeera
otomatik one of heaven is automatic on the world.
Omwoyo abayo omwakola muguru
nekunsiomugambo
osaanidde Yesu
yebazibwa
bw'oba omaze okujjuzibwa omwoyo
obujjuvu bwe
myoyo musanvu
egyamafuta
agayigiriza mu gwe gabeera
agabikkula
ebyagakola
ebyewunyisa
Yesu
yebazibwa
ate bw'omutuuka mu double portion oba mukutegeera obutegeeza ebirimugu n'ebiri ku
nsi
n'ogenda waggulu
w'eggulunomanya
ebiriyo
ate
kikuyambako n'omumanya Katonda wo eyali atonda eggulu
n'ensi
yasinziirakubanga teri azimba nnyumba ng'asinziira mu
nnyumba
kyali kibaddewo. Yesu yebazibwa songa bwe twamaze okulaba Katonda kitaffe omwana
omutukuvu
batandika
batya
ekifaanani kyabwe n'engeri
yaabwe
lwaki ayitibwa omwoyo wa Mukama Katonda
kitaffe
omwoyo wa Kristo
ebyo
twabimaze naye twagudde ku pointi esembayo
ng'egamba
yo bange batandika batandikira Yesu
yebazibwa
ekyatuviddeko tugendeko mu
double portion
ate tutegeere ebiri waggulu
w'eggulu
so mu kubikola siruzi zino
tulabira
ddala ogenda kubeera oli ku nsi kuno naye ng'olaba
osoma
omusomi Bayibuli n'olengera waggulu
w'eggulu ate
ne maapu ng'oginoonyonyola
kati ebyo biri wali
era oligenda okuddayo
otuuke
waggulu
w'eggulusiŋŋani
weggulu ejja
n'ensimpina
buli kimu okimanyi kakati
mpitaano nzibuka wali past year will reach here.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So kati kyovuola banganzo kizibu.
Why you see it hard?
Era Satan bwaba anoonya b'okulimba.
Satan seeks for those to lie.
Ewange takyama.
Me myself cannot come neither to think of me.
Kubanga tekiribaawo.
For it will never happen.
Oba alikikola. Tetulina nangeri.
There's no way to do it.
Singa mbadde manyiko kitundu.
If I knew half.
Yandiisa mukirala
ekyokunimba. You would have passed in another part I don't know. That I don't know.
Naye ng'omaze okumanya byonna
nga bwe biri known all how they
are okulimba kwe kutandika
now your lying begins how and where
ndi gwe Katonda
that you are God
oba nti taliyo
that
Katonda taliyo
that God doesn't eat
nga manjiya entandikwa ejeri
it's beginning where it is
kakati tebirizaamu omuntu gagamba gundi taliyo
imagine someone say this one is not there
ugamba omwana wo
say your child
taliyo naye ng'okimanyi wamusitwa n'omudaawa wali
you know you carried them you birthed them they are there
bayinza mukulimbako ki
what can they lie to you about him
ati Katonda gwe tumanyi okuva waggulu
that's the God we know from above the heavens
nga sitaani bw'aba akola atya
no matter what Satan does
tali kulimba
he will never lie you
Yesu yebazibwa
praise Jesus.
So kyovulanga mukujjako siru
that's why in taking off the seal
Bible yogirabanga namu
you see Bible is living
na buli ekyali kyogerwako obwogezi
spoken of
nga bakyogerako mu Bible
speak of it in the Bible
oba kijje kiri kiramu kyogera kiti
living it speaks how
so nga tukozesa siru eneso
we will use the first seal
yeyo moyo w'amagezi tetunagituuka ko netugikozesa nnyo ng'ekisambo
use it as an example
kubikulirwa esula y'omukaaga n'olusooka
Revelation 6 verse 1
okubikulirwa esula y'omukaaga n'olunyiri olusooka
Revelation 6 in the verse 1
nendaba omwana gw'endiga bwe yabembula ku bubonero omusanvu ko akamu ne mpulira ekimu ku biramu ebina nga kyogera ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka nti jangu olunya olw'okubiri nendaba era laba embalaasi enjeru n'oyo atuddeko ng'alina omutego n'aweebwa engule nagenda ngawangula era wangule.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
We had ya kosirwe soka.
When he took up the first seal.
Yalaba obulamu bwa Bible bwenyine.
He saw the exact life of the Bible.
Nalaba ebiramu ebira.
He saw the four living creatures.
Kati jukira nga nabbi yoka,
as Apostle John,
the Revelation 6,
which we read of now, the verse 1 and 2,
he has
ever read four living creatures in Ezekiel. Prophet Ezekiel were there before John.
He read
Ezekiel chapter 1, in the verse 4, and downward.
He
saw four living creatures. Ezekiel saw what? He wrote his dreams, imagination.
They
were dreams. He was dreaming to himself. Some people think prophets were just dreaming. They spoke what they wanted.
Apostle
John reached there.
Open
where they read for
Ezekiel.
Chapter 1. Verse 1 to 15.
They
read four living creatures. As he sees them, his eyes
moved
through the book, moved to see four living creatures. He saw them in the second heaven. One of them said, come here. He wondered, how long they are living? Ezekiel was dreaming.
See,
it was in the vision of the Lord.
And
the heavens opened.
As
he reached there, the
preacher
called him, come here,
we'll
show you what is to follow. Immediately,
the
spirit took him where four living creatures are. He began to be amazed.
He
told him, look ahead. He sees a horse.
I read
the Kings, 2 Kings chapter 6, 13 to 25. Elisha surrounded the horses of fire. They are real, not dreams. He is not dreaming. Understood the word openly.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
take off the seven seal. You see how Spirit of God work in double portion. As the word of God is.
You're
going to read, look to above the heavens.
See
where the Father
God,
where he speaks from, saying, I am the beginning, I'm the end.
You
that what is read in the world, someone reads the Bible, that is the Lord. I am the Alpha and the Omega. Is it beginning, end? It means, others say,
he
is the beginning and the end. But what does it mean?
It means
if you begin from this point
and
you reach, here is the one.
If
began, this is the wall bound. Also a wall is the one there. The thoughts are just moving from there. That rim. And you can't think. The thing is, it's beyond heavens and earth. How can you dare think of it?
And
what did you think of that scripture before?
Oh,
I care of your thoughts. What were you thinking of such a scripture? Who had the thought of such a scripture?
You
read it. But you can think that now. It is the beginning and the end. Where is that? What does it mean? In which way?
It's all who
pass away will be there.
It began.
It's done. If you say beginning, you don't think of it, can't even
above
the heavens. Not there. You don't have thoughts you thought of such. You mean you read it, just left it?
If you have
a thought you had, as I've spoken,
you speak,
if you had yours, you also give us your experience.
What do we have? Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much.
Hallelujah. Yes, we have
a praise Jesus much.
Some of you Uganda.
In all brethren,
which is say that you know,
in this time, I want you to feel to humble yourself. And to the Spirit of the Lord. Not many know what's above the heavens. In the confusion of this world,
and
people to say,
in the beginning, God created the universe.
They do not have anything to think. That is where He best as He created. Even to say that earth happened by evolution. Can't even think. The evolution came from where?
Okay, if it's
what happened, it was evolution. Thunderings. And the earth happened. In the space, in the space.
Big bang what? See you later.
All the thoughts come in people's heads. Not to know that there is what you call above the heavens. It needs them past this world. And through all the heavens.
Speak
heaven to the third heaven. And you go above the heavens.
What was in the
praise the name of the Lord.
Solomon,
teacher Solomon. I love much the word of God, the Bible.
And
I want to read it much. Where I reached second, third heaven. I sought in my mind.
Taught
and preached to people the word. But when I reached here above the heaven,
there
I get a confusion. I'll preach what I know. And I will not deceive that I went beyond that. You can never ever understand that. But glory back to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What do you want,
another? Praise Jesus, brethren.
Teacher
Ivan Jasper. May the word God will be the beginning and the end. I used to think that. That before God created all things in the beginning, He was there. Now, after I created them, the end will come. He will destroy all, and He will remain there alone. For it's the end. Praise the Lord Jesus. Teacher Ruth. I loved much to know what concerns God. And when I got saved, what helped the pastor who began to shepherd me?
As
the gift of teaching. Taught us much concerning the Bible. As the Spirit teaches here.
Now
the problem which happened, when you ask a question, like you reach for living creatures, and He was to tell you that those are there in heaven. Now we two ended there.
And
if you two another ask a question, you tell them they are there in heaven. Now the problem was there. Reading the Bible, you read it.
When
you reached for living creatures, you end there. You shouldn't go beyond there. You will skip them.
Because
if you don't understand, you move to another book. The gospel has to change from that point.
kubikwatagana naye ntandikwa
n'enkomerero. Thought of what concerned beginning and end.
Nange nkimanyi.
Me too I know.
Katonda gyali.
God is there.
Ntandikwa.
Is the beginning.
Era nkomerero.
Is the end.
Yibyonna mu byonna.
Is all in all.
Kati nga ngeza ko nyonnoonye.
And I try to seek.
Waguru eyo ali ate yatandika
yali. How you see up there where he began.
Nenga ebatusomesa nti gana amayembe 10. Amayembe ana.
The four horns.
Gaberanga gakuba Isiraeli
na kuzona. They used to scatter Israel all days.
Obongo bonga.
Now your mind will end there, you give it up. And you give up on that. Me, that is how I was. Anyone who had another thought of theirs? Praise the Lord, brethren.
Our
name, Evangelist George. Me, issues of Bible, I did not know them. I began to know them when I'm here. When I first read the Bible, I saw the word beginning and end. I remembered in the beginning He created heaven and earth.
I knew
I know He was up there in the sky. He was creating. He remained in His sky. Me, I knew that. But since they told Him, us is just a naked spirit. I knew He's just there in the sky. I saw the beginning and the end. I say one thing. As long as
He's
the one who created them, they are all His. And He is the one. He's the beginning and the end.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, Aboru Ganda.
Now, brethren, the secret of the seventh seals.
The
Spirit of God Himself to tell us the extremes.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. No one understands the things of God except the Spirit of God in Him. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 11. We will reveal to them by the Spirit of God. Let's read there we hear.
First Corinthians
2 from verse 9.
Na yenga wecha wandikiwa nti. Eriiso beitalabangako n'okutubye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala olunya olw'ekkumi naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna era n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda olunya olw'ekkumi n'olumu kubanga muntu kyategeera eby'omuntu wabula omwoyo gw'omuntu oguli mu ye era bwe kityo n'ebya Katonda siwali abitegeera wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So what you nga bwe tuli mwoyo wa Mukama ya bitegeera.
As we in the Spirit of the Lord is the one who understands them.
Nga tumukebera bwakola mu double portion.
We check how it works in double portion. As the word of God is.
Tukaange ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kiri.
If you say the word of God is.
Kitegeeza ita mu kigambo kya Katonda tulaga
bwakola. Pass through the word of God to show us how it works.
Natubikulira bitayingiranga mu mitima
gyaffe. Tell us what has entered in our hearts.
Na matuga fete bikawuliranga.
We ears have never heard them.
Era na maso gaffe nga tegabiraba.
Then our eyes have never seen them.
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus
Christ.
But this seventh seal raised levels above the heavens. Why was there a silence in one thing to open it? That is the space in people's heads. That space you're going to hear of. In the
candle,
an ending space.
They
can't explain that God begins here and ends there. Let's read Revelations
8
verse
1.
Revelations 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu ne waba akasiriikiriro mu ggulu.
You hear what happened there?
Kubanga okugenda okulowooza kubiri
wa
waguru wegu.
Above that is above the heavens.
Na chechiriyo omuntu asirika n'ebirowoozo.
Someone the thoughts get to rest even.
Na uliranga mulimu na akawuma
mutwe. Feel there is a dizziness overtaking them.
Akawuma uma.
Something dizzy, a noise sharp in the mind.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
involve and you persist, you may spend half an hour and you don't come back to your normal sense. As if you want to sort in your wires. It was heavy. That's why there was a silence in this year. That silence involved great words they spoke. God the Father tells the word and the Holy Spirit. People should we tell them the way of our beginning and how I happened together with you and how do we appear and how, where do we begin from? He said, let's wait. He said, we shall reveal in the latter days. See how he chooses this nation. To begin revealing them in the entire world.
And
there, so we are here praising ourselves. You go out, try it yourself.
We don't
praise. This is real.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
But
if we are not given,
we
have been with an aim of praising ourselves.
We
are proven without proof. But we are proving where there is proof.
Indeed,
God has given us that blessing.
Knowing,
but was spoken in the midst of an hour. Didn't show anything except keeping silent.
And
after half an hour, they see seven angels with the seven trumpets.
They
say, what's been there then? Every seal which opened is so instant. And he sees
his seat.
But silence. Everything is silent. And they
spoke
themselves and they have retained their voices
to
themselves. But because we were the young heavens, I knew what was being spoken in the midst there. And they were explained by the Bible. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now we want to open up another
head. Introduction.
That's been an introduction taking us above the heavens.
But
see, God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the beginning and the end, above the heavens.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So good day, no,
open another
head. The introduction.
The other has been an introduction with the anointing of the double portion.
And
we see the way Spirit of the Lord works in double portion. As the word of God is.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So,
we've opened another heading. We're going to sample it to you briefly. Go to the Father. Go to the Word. Whom we know as the Son.
And
go to the Holy Spirit. The beginning and the end. Above the heavens. All you find them call themselves the beginning and the end.
For
they began from above the heavens. All you're going to next read about God. You know, things of heaven and earth and now will pass away. For many of you, you read in the Bible,
and you hear heavens
and the earth which I will pass away.
So
where else are we going? We get safe to go to heaven. I hear they're going to pass away. Someone captured you in that scripture. They find you safe. Be safe. We go to heaven. They
preach
2 Peter chapter 3. From verse 11
downwards.
For heavens and earth will pass away. Which heavens are we going to? They will ask you. And you struggle with that in your head. Go in Revelation 7. You wrap up heaven and earth as a garment. Yes. And they give you a question. And we are going to be wrapped up.
Where else
you tell us to be saved, we go to heaven.
And you can't show them.
There is
above the heavens we first resided. But now the Spirit of the Lord
is
going to tell us all. And you're not struggling to explain the world.
It's
time we say we go to the heavens which are east. But
this
is where we first resided, above the heavens. Where there's new heavens. After this is passed, go back to new heaven. New earth found above the heavens. And the earthers are hanging there. I don't fear to be asked questions. Maybe what you ask is not beyond where you're standing yourself. Or you'll ask of this world, I passed all of it. I knew everything. I moved out of the world. I saw other planets. I saw kingdom of the stars. I knew the life. I moved the heaven blue you see.
We saw
what will you ask?
You may ask the question
and you end on the heavens. I tell you there are other heavens you've not known. Every heaven, everything in. I will
not
the Bible.
As you ask,
I say, let me go above the heavens. I speak of up there, I leave you there.
Like,
I don't fear to be asked questions.
You
raise his head so what I'm to do to him. I'm going to give him a question. Today I have him. You your time, but ask some questions are of the Holy Spirit.
It's
given you for profiting. Nothing you'll ask. Which has no answer. I know it cannot survive in questioning.
First,
I know your limit of understanding. Stop praising on you. The Holy Spirit
is
in the world. You
answers
have all answers he listed down. Now see, let me give a secret. Your question one, it goes on 100 answers. One question, even though I'm answering it, I just cut off other answers. One question you ask, it has like 100 answers.
So as you speak
here, and another scripture comes, even at times we correct your questions.
That
those who praise themselves, today I'm going to ask
that
the apostle, I'm going to ask him. Them to end up when I'm their apostle.
Well,
they come say it's your apostle.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So
we're going to begin to see God the Father.
God
the Word known as the Son. And God the Holy Spirit.
And
it's the beginning and the end above the heavens.
Not
remain hanging God beginning and end. No.
You
know what it means and where it ends. That is called the new generation. With the full knowledge of God. Together with his glory.
And
do you dare still see God is of 4 feet?
They
say he's of 2 feet. I'll bring you a book. Kenneth Copeland. You know him well. He's a minister in America. They know him as a pastor. He said, God is of 2 inches. That's blasphemy and familiarizing God.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much. In the Psalms 86.
No, Zaburi chinana mo. Mukaga monana. Onyole kumina monana.
Psalm 68, verse 18. Let's read there we hear.
Zaburi esule yinkaga mo monana. Noru nyiriri ole kumina monana.
Psalms 68, verse 18.
Olinye waguru, osibye obusibe bwo, oweredwe ebirabo mu bantu. Era ne mu bajeemu, Mukama Katonda alyoka atuulenga wamu nabo.
Naye Luganda lusoma ki?
Luganda is lacking.
But what is Zungu
to say? Let's get English.
Psalm 68, verse 18.
Zaburi kaga munano lunyirwa 18.
You have ascended on high. You've led captivity captive. You have received gifts from men. Yeah, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God Mighty dwell among them.
Okay.
Let's read Ephesians 4. Starting from verse 9 downwards.
To 12.
Abefeso esula eyokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ephesians 4 from verse 9.
Abefeso esula eyokuna olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Ephesians 4 from verse 9.
Naye ekigambo ekyo nti yalinnya kigamba ki wabula okugamba nti era yakka mu njuyi eza wansi ez'ensi. Olw'ekkumi, eyakka era yeewuuyo eyalinnya waggulu ennyo okusinga eggulu lyonna alyoka atuukirize byonna.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Eyaka
he who descended on this world
is
the Lord Jesus. According to John chapter
1,
starting from verse 9 into 12, he was in this world and the world was created by him. He descended in this world in the rim below. One who ascended through all the heavens.
Remember
Acts 1:9 to 11, lifted be taken in heaven. Ephesians 4:9 to 12 send it through all the heavens. All heavens passed them. You expect he had gone where? We head on to above the heavens.
Although
we read in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and we hear these words.
Genesis 1
from verse 1.
Oluberebelye Katonda yatonda zi heavens nensi.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Verse 1 is enough. The beginning God created. What we call heavens. In the Luganda it's that term. The beginning God created the heavens
nensi.
And the earth. Where is that beginning? Where he best to create heaven and earth? And what is the beginning? Himself is the beginning.
Now,
where is that beginning where he began from? In the beginning himself. When
you
read in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. We say, oh, the beginning, you come out and I'm the end. You go to him above the heavens where he began from. For himself is the beginning.
So
when you pass through all the heavens, you go above the heavens at the beginning. There are scriptures in this Bible. They seem big, yet they are very small. If
you've
been revealed of them, read Jeremiah 23 and verse 25. I sample you what we are to see. In that our heaven we began. God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the beginning and the end, above the heavens. And they are the beginning and the end above the heavens. They began together as the manifestation we had in single portion. Praise Jesus. But words like these ones, Jeremiah 23:25, he says like this.
Jeremiah
23:25.
Abayima mu linnya lyange okulagula ebyobulimba nga boogera nti ndoose.
Let's get from verse 23.
Yeremiya esula ey'23 n'olunyiriri olw'23.
Jeremiah 23 from verse 23.
Nze ndi Katonda ali okumpi, bw'ayogera Mukama, so siri Katonda ali ewala. Olw'24, Waliwo ayinza okwekweka mu bifo eby'ekyama ne simulaba, bw'ayogera Mukama. Sijule guru nensi.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Oliba gamande sijule guru nensi.
If one tells you, I feel heavens and earth, you think of what?
Sijule guru
nensi. That I feel heavens and earth.
Oroza liri muye.
You think it is in him?
Obali wa guru wali.
It is above it. On the two you think of what? You think this heaven is in him?
Or
is above it? Don't I feel heavens and earth? The answer of it is Job 28. He bases there. Those words I feel heaven is and earth. Even things and
heavens
are up there in me, they are different. Heaven and earth in me, it means they
are
in the other says, I feel them. Is engulfed them, is above them. Let's read Job. We've begun to look. These scriptures you read and ignore them there.
And
now those scriptures. I feel heaven. I feel heaven and earth. It means what? God, some are yours. That's what he said. What's revealed is ours. What is not revealed is yours, Lord.
These
are not revealed yet. What he didn't reveal is what he retained to himself. Beginning and end, the next it's him.
Those are what
everything he brought in the Bible, he revealed it, it's ours.
We need
to reach into its revelation. Spoken how Job
28.
Yobu esule yabiri mu munana n'olunyiriri olwabiri.
Job 28 from verse 20.
Kale amagezi gavaawa, n'ekifo okutegeera we kubeera kiri luddawa. Olwabiri mu olumu, kubanga gakwekebbwa amaaso g'abalamu bonna era gakisibwa ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga.
Katuve ku lwabiri mu ssatu.
Yobu esule yabiri mu munana n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu ssatu.
Job 28:23.
Katonda ategeera ekkubo lyago era ye amanyi ekifo kyago. Olwabiri mu ennya, kubanga atunuulira okutuuka ku nkomerero z'ensi era alaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu lyonna.
Kaakati ng'onaalaba ebiri wansi w'eggulu
lyonna. If you'll see what's down into all the heavens,
oba oli ludda wa?
Where are you?
Ng'osobola okulaba ebiri
mu ggulu lyonna. You can see through all in the heavens and earth what is there.
Oba olina kuba waggulu waalyo.
You must be above it. That they speak of there is the Father. He sees what's in the heavens and the earth. But he bases above it. And he sees through.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Now, when you read that scripture,
that
he sees through all heavens and earth. To see under. Where are you? Above. In English.
Under.
Yes. Down under.
Down.
You have to be above here like that.
I'm seeing under.
Can someone say I'm seeing under when they are still down it? And they're on the side. Can you see something under when you're on the side of it? I didn't study English much. You must see all inside when you're above them. Maybe if you say okuitamu, you may be on the side.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But they say inside it. You must be above it. Now to see through all the heavens and the earth. You are above the heavens. Another word which is amazing. Say in Revelation 22. Revelation 21 verse 1. And he says like this.
okubikulirwa esuli ya birimu emu n'olunyiri olusooka.
Revelation 21 from verse 1.
Nendaba zi heavens empya n'ensi empya. Kubanga heavens ez'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye nga zigenze.
Bakatirabako.
Now see.
Agamba nti okulaba heaven is
empya. Seeing the new heavens and the new earth.
Bino ebiriwo byamara kuva.
This which were there were first removed.
Yet heaven is n'ensi ebyaliwo nga bimaze kuva.
Which are had passed away.
Atugambe kibangirize kirimu eggulu n'ensi ne heaven is
ebiriwo. Covering heaven and earth, which are when they are away, has they just gone away?
No, governor.
He said, "My God,
although
it's there,
you know, that you see it,
the shadow of the other." When you pass through all the heavens, you go to above the heavens. Above the heavens, the new heavens, the new earth.
And
ending, they make the body of God the Father. Out of the God to the world, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, they are above the heavens. The heavens are which are and they have passed away.
And
then I see new heaven, new earth.
Statement,
I saw the new heavens and the new earth.
Kubanga.
Because
heaven is a
the heavens which were on the earth, they had passed away.
He
reasoned and said as if
the
heavens and earth which are hindered you to see the new heavens and new earth. Most when
you
read the Bible,
you
say heavens and earth which are pass away, there will be the new heaven and the new earth.
So
immediately God
will
prophets and written I saw the new heaven, it's there.
It means
it's not new, just coming.
It's
new in our mind, but it's been there long. The prophet saw what wasn't there.
Revelation,
what he sees is what Isaiah sees. Isaiah 66.
I saw the
heavens and the Jerusalem of heaven. Let it come down from heaven. Others say that. Others think it comes on this world.
Yet,
heaven and earth which are, as they created them, created them in the midst of the new heavens and the new earth. Now when they are passing away, causes the others to be seen. That's where the problem is. People say now, Jerusalem will come from heaven coming down like that. It will rest on the world.
You get
Jerusalem of heaven, fit it on planet earth? That's a young mindset. But we are going to go above the heavens.
To
see God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and themselves at the beginning and the end,
who
make above the heavens at the beginning.
Oh,
heaven and earth we are created. And you'll be surprised. Psalms 90 says, we were there before heaven and earth were in place.
What?
See, a couple of years you are having, thousands of years.
You
think tens of thousands.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They tell you were there before heaven and earth was there.
And you're not the beginning.
You began and you existed.
That's
what differs us. The other beginning and the end. We were there. The hand of
God.
You see what's moving on.
It's
not as the beginning and the end. The head and
say,
God the Father, God the Word, whom we know as the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they, the beginning and the end,
will
make above the heavens.
It
means it's not us who began. After they began, we make us live and we were living there.
In
the Psalms 90 say, God, we were our dwelling place. Before the mountains were there, before you made the earth and things in it,
you can surprise
the years you have in that body.
You as
the spirit, you are very olden.
Look at that, your young sister.
The same years.
You are of older years.
30 years
you spend on the world
or 60.
They want to destroy you. You are lived long back.
When they put us
above the heavens, they put us in the four living creatures of
spirit.
They get them here to
wounds,
give us bodies, we come out. And we struggle in the body. They carry us. We crawl. Anytime I look at you, I laugh. You're crawling? Look at this old man or woman.
Someone looks,
they say you have matured.
Speak
of the body, they are all olden elders, mature.
Look,
God bless you. We shall ask questions the next time.